We're at 5:45, and it is 29 degrees. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Doing something there I don't often do. I usually kind of bring you on and then get the music, but use the music as some filler to be able to call you this morning. So there we are.
Sure. No, good. Whatever works.
All right, so a couple of things on my mind. You had your top 10 book list. I want to get to that, but I want to start with gratitude. Something I like to say. No, we probably need to step back. Actually, this another school shooting. This time it's in Wisconsin and at a Christian school.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough. I was at work yesterday, and a friend of mine from Kentucky messaged me and said, "Bro, are you and your family okay?" And I hadn't seen the news as what was going on, and just tragic. And yeah. There has to be a better way than what continues to happen. Thoughts and prayers are not working, and we have to figure something out. And so I just messaged him back, and I said, "Thank you for checking in. You know, somebody I haven't talked to in a year, and kind of wanted to see how things were." And so it's a hard world out there.
Yeah. And so a 15-year-old girl is said to be the shooter in this particular case. And, you know, and I think that's where, again, it can happen anywhere, right? And so I thought of, you know, obviously we deal with a number of schools, Christian schools, and so I thought of one particularly in our area that I'd visited, because not only this job, but my job in terms of with One Source Imaging. And so I thought, well, they had some security. I think there was some suggestion that maybe there's not a metal detector at this particular school, which you can maybe imagine at a Christian school like that. So,
And it just seems like it continues to happen. Mm-hmm. And, it's week by week.
And an astounding number of school shootings just this school year, or this year, I guess, of 2024. Also, I guess I was thinking about gratitude, which I like to say, you're only as joyful as you are thankful. But the thought of my mind this morning is, go back in your gratitude. Your gratitude's not a broad jump. It is a long jump, meaning that don't just start right here today like, oh, but go back and say, "I'm thankful I exist," and go from there. How about that?
Sure. That's not a bad idea, you know, and I think even to just look around at the people in our lives we are grateful for, the experiences we've had, I think that's good. That's one of those things they talk about being so important in terms of mental health, and regardless of one's beliefs and background, gratitude is believed to be just so important.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes in the midst of what's going on in our lives, it's hard to remember that. And I think you're right. I think it is going all the way back is a good idea.
Well, I remember, because part of it is, it was 5.5 years ago, you and I were in Houston for that Living in the Larger Story conference, and you'd worked a long time to pull that off. But Eric Johnson, your friend, who in Houston now, but formerly, I think, Louisville, and he, part of what he had said, even near the end, was talking about, I think he might have read a poem or something in regards to the fact that I'm glad that you exist, you know, and so that's just, that can sound, but it's true, right? I'm glad you exist, Jason. So there we go.
Yeah, likewise. And I am glad you exist and that our friendship has continued to evolve over the last number of years, and that we continue showing up for one another.
Hey, finally, in your top 10 list, a couple of things I wanted to just touch on. I always enjoy reading it. It's interesting. In a couple of more recent years, you don't actually rank them, maybe.
Yep.
But there were three books, it seemed like, that were more about Christianity and politics, Christian nationalism. So what did you take away from all that, kind of in a summary sense?
Yeah, you know, so I think that's been a big thing that has shown up a lot in the last 5-10 years, this intersection of faith and politics, and specifically around the notion of Christian nationalism. And I read three books this year that are in my top 10 list that I think would fit in that category. And I think there's an awareness that we need to have that this is a distorted picture of what Jesus has come to say, right? It thrives on power. It thrives on exclusion. It thrives on seeking after things that Jesus intentionally did not seek after. You think of Jesus in the temptations of Christ, and he said, I'm going to say no to the power. I'm going to say no to seeking after wealth. And so much of what we see in Christian nationalism is seeking after those things, you know, and so these books were written by people who were all staunch evangelicals for a while and have said no longer, and was really grateful for those.
And I think even along those lines, I mean, one was an NPR reporter and the other, Tim Alberta, I'd read in the third book, but I mean, and I don't know where they're at specifically at when you say they've said no, whether it's the evangelicalism or I think still harboring some sense of faith, at least some of them. But I mean, I think...
Yeah, I think two of the three.
Yeah. So anyhow, well, okay, we'll leave it there today. So thanks
okay.
a lot.
All right. Sounds good.
Our buddy Jason Kanz, WWIB.
Well, Halvo, speaking of Cabin Coffee, they were kind enough to be the presenting sponsor of our 2024 WWIB Home Sweet Home Family Gingerbread House Contest. I have to go back and check previous years, but we may have set a new record for entries, just dozens and dozens coming in. It was wonderful. And yesterday, if folks missed it on our social media, we announced again, it was by random drawing from all the entries. And our winner was 9-year-old Lily Clausen from Rock Falls. Congratulations to Lily. I think, honestly, that Lily sometimes calls in for our trivia, so maybe we'll even hear from her later on. But she wins those wonderful $100 gift certificates from six great Wisconsin businesses.
Wow.
And I think their family was quite excited about this as well. So, very excited for them. And shout out to Rock Falls and congratulations. And thank you again to Cabin Coffee and all of our great sponsors for the Home Sweet Home Gingerbread House Contest.
Way to go, Lily. And speaking of records, a possible record there with the number of gingerbread entrants, Indian martial artists set record with cucumber, chainsaw, and blindfold. What's this all about?
This headline does not even come close, I think, to explaining the oddity that is this record that was just set. So, I mean, I'd love to have a Guinness World Record, but I'm not sure that I would ever be willing to do something like this. Members of an Indian martial arts group recently made waves by breaking a bizarre Guinness World Record.
Yeah, the record involved cutting the most slices of a cucumber with a chainsaw while the veggie is being held in a person's mouth while the chainsaw operator is blindfolded.
Here's the thing. Cutting the most slices of a cucumber with a chainsaw in a certain amount of time, it's like, okay, sure. But then they just keep leveling up. While the veggie's being held in a person's mouth,
yeah.
While the chainsaw operator is blindfolded.
It's like a group of people got together. How can we make it harder? Oh, I know.
In just 1 minute, the group successfully managed to slice 71 pieces of cucumber. But here's the real record, without any injuries.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody gets hurt, you know... The astonishing feat took place on the set of Guinness World Records Italian TV show.
I just think that is an incredible amount of trust between the members of that. Now, I guess if you're the chainsaw operator, but if you're the person that's holding the cucumber in your mouth.
Oh,
goodness
boy.
Gracious. Well, congratulations to them. I'm glad their lips are still intact.
It's a little beyond a trust fall, I guess.
Indeed. It's Tuesday Trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo on your Christmas station, WWIB. And here's what we have for you for a prize today. Not one, but two free Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Again, you can choose the classic Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, the grilled chicken, or the spicy chicken sandwich. We're going to give you two of these free sandwich cards. Just have to be used before the end of the year, courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. And also, we're giving you a free digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever. So if you solve this soon, we got plenty of time to watch it before Christmas. So a free digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever, plus two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. But you got to solve the question.
I was with a friend last night, and I think he said that they're after Christmas Eve this year, that's the movie they're planning to watch, the best Christmas pageant ever. That'd be a great one for Christmas Eve.
Well, yeah, it's now available again on digital download. We want to give you one for free. So here's the question. And again, the number to call, 715-723-2555. 5% of Americans have this in common. 5% of us have what in common? 5% of Americans have this, have what in common? 715-723-2555. What do 5% of us have in common? 715-723-2555 for two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches, courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire, and a free digital movie download of the Christmas movie, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Don't be shy. Call now at 715-723-2555 for Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
And they're taking you up on it. They're calling at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale.
What do you think?
Green eyes.
Green eyes. Oh, sure. Okay. 5% have green eyes. Is that what we're looking for?
Are we going to get a winner on the very first guess? Sorry, Dale.
Thank you, Dale. Good guess. 715-723-2555. What do 5% of us, what do 5% of Americans have in common?
How about we like to go bowling?
That's not it either.
That's not it either. All right. So
but you see, we can buzz ourselves, too.
723-2555. What do 5% of us have in common?
Again, I guess that would mean 95% of us don't have this in common with
now,
the 5%.
But obviously, there could be a lot of things that, you know, at least 5%, but it's 5% of us. What is true about us? 723-2555. Everybody's busy, you know, going shopping or wrapping gifts or making cookies, I guess.
Well, this works out well for you because after you wrap the gifts or while you're wrapping the gifts, you can watch the movie and you can enjoy dinner on us with two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches.
You're making me hungry, Caleb. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, good morning.
What do you think?
Is it the same name?
The same name.
I have the same name.
Okay.
Yeah, is that what we're looking for?
Guess. Sorry, Tammy.
Thank you for the call from 94.3 FM region in Wausau.
Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Whitehall. This is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to guess red hair and blue eyes.
Okay. Red hair and blue eyes so combination.
If
okay.
It's not green eyes, okay, red hair, blue eyes. Oh, interesting.
5% of Americans having that in common? No, not what we're looking for. Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555. 5% of Americans have this in common. One of my coworkers just texted me the wrong answer, Kristen, because you obviously Googled it. And, of course, we try to make sure that our trivia is not easily Googleable.
Aha, gotcha, Kristen. Ah. All right, 723-2555. And listen, Caleb's out of here about 8 o'clock, right? So basically, if we don't get it here, I'm flying solo with this in the 8 o'clock hour.
5% of Americans have what in common? 5% of us have this in common. It's not green eyes. It's not like to go bowling. It's not having the same name. It's not red hair and blue eyes combination. Mm-hmm. What is it for that free digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever, plus two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches?
Maybe the red hair guest was in honor of Teddy for his second birthday. So.
It could be. It could be. 715-723-2555. I think we still have time for some more guesses.
We got three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Well, sorry we missed that. All right, let's try it again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Anthony from Barron.
All right, what do you think?
Do all their shopping on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's a great guess.
I wonder if that's higher than 5%.
Yeah, for us procrastinators, all of a sudden today is like when it starts to kick in.
Yeah.
There's something that felt different, like it's a week. But that's not it, sorry.
Thank you for the call from Barron. 5% of Americans, 5% of us have this, have what in common?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladysmith.
All right, John.
Bald head.
A bald head. 5% of us bald.
Is that it? It's not it. All right.
Good guess, though.
All right, we're going to go one more. One more guess before 8 o'clock. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Colfax.
Good morning, Jan.
What do you think?
How about...
We lost her. It's like somebody hit a...
A negative blood.
Okay, sure.
Boy, some great guesses, Caleb.
Yeah. Is it A negative blood? 5% of us have this in common. It is not. Thank you, Jan, for the guest. Thank everybody for the guests, as we heard from all over, as per usual.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll push this off past 8:15 when Havel's flying a bit solo here, and he'll give you another chance to win. It's Tuesday trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel on your Christmas station, WWIB. And here's what we have for you for a prize today. Not one, but two free Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Again, you can choose the classic Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, the grilled chicken, or the spicy chicken sandwich. We're going to give you two of these free sandwich cards. Just have to be used before the end of the year, courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. And also, we're giving you a free digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever. So if you solve this soon, we got plenty of time to watch it before Christmas. So a free digital movie download of the best Christmas pageant ever, plus two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. But you got to solve the question.
I was with a friend last night, and I think he said that they're after Christmas Eve this year, that's the movie they're planning to watch, the best Christmas pageant ever. That'd be a great one for Christmas Eve.
Well, yeah, it's now available again on digital download. We want to give you one for free. So here's the question. And again, the number to call, 715-723-2555. 5% of Americans have this in common. 5% of us have what in common? 5% of Americans have this, have what in common? 715-723-2555. What do 5% of us have in common? 715-723-2555 for two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches, courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire, and a free digital movie download of the Christmas movie, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Don't be shy. Call now at 715-723-2555 for Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
And they're taking you up on it. They're calling at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale.
What do you think?
Green eyes.
Green eyes. Oh, sure. Okay. 5% have green eyes. Is that what we're looking for?
We're going to get a winner on the very first guess. Sorry, Dale.
Thank you, Dale. Good guess. 715-723-2555. What do 5% of us, what do 5% of Americans have in common?
How about we like to go bowling?
That's not it either.
That's not it either. All right. So
but you see, we can buzz ourselves, too.
723-2555. What do 5% of us have in common?
Again, I guess that would mean 95% of us don't have this in common with
now,
the 5%.
But obviously, there could be a lot of things that, you know, at least 5%, but it's 5% of us. What is true about us? 723-2555. Everybody's busy, you know, going shopping or wrapping gifts or making cookies, I guess.
Well, this works out well for you because after you wrap the gifts or while you're wrapping the gifts, you can watch the movie and you can enjoy dinner on us with two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches.
You're making me hungry, Caleb. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, good morning.
What do you think?
Is it the same name?
The same name.
I have the same name.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for?
Yes. Sorry, Tammy.
Thank you for the call from 94.3 FM region in Wausau.
Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Whitehall. This is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to guess red hair and blue eyes.
Okay. Red hair and blue eyes combination.
If it's not green eyes, okay, red hair, blue eyes. Oh, interesting.
5% of Americans having that in common? No, not what we're looking for. Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555. 5% of Americans have this in common. One of my coworkers just texted me the wrong answer, Kristen, because you obviously Googled it. And, of course, we try to make sure that our trivia is not easily Googleable.
Aha, gotcha, Kristen. Ah. All right, 723-2555. And listen, Caleb's out of here about 8 o'clock, right? So basically, if we don't get it here, I'm flying solo with this in the 8 o'clock hour.
5% of Americans have what in common? 5% of us have this in common. It's not green eyes. It's not like to go bowling. It's not having the same name. It's not red hair and blue eyes combination. Mm-hmm. What is it for that free digital movie download of The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, plus two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches?
Maybe the red hair guest was in honor of Teddy for his second birthday. So.
It could be. It could be. 715-723-2555. I think we still have time for some more guesses.
We've got three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Well, sorry we missed that. All right, let's try it again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Anthony from Barron.
All right, what do you think?
Do all their shopping on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's a great guess.
I wonder if that's higher than 5%.
Yeah, for us procrastinators, all of a sudden today is like when it starts to kick in.
Yep.
There's something that felt different, like it's a week. But that's not it. Sorry.
Thank you for the call from Barron. 5% of Americans, 5% of us have this, have what in common?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladysmith.
All right, John.
Bald head.
A bald head. 5% of us bald.
Is that it? It's not it. All right.
Good guess, though.
All right, we're going to get one more. One more guess before 8 o'clock. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Colfax.
Good morning, Jan.
What do you think?
How about...
We lost her. It's like somebody hit a...
A negative blood.
Okay, sure.
Boy, some great guesses, Caleb.
Yeah. Is it A negative blood? 5% of us have this in common. It is not. Thank you, Jan, for the guest. Thank everybody for the guests. We heard from all over as per usual.
Yeah.
But we'll push this off past 8:15 when Havel's flying a bit solo here, and he'll give you another chance to win.
All right. Having some fun with Tuesday trivia. By the way, it's the 12th day, the 12th and final day of our 12 days of bundles. Two more drawings yet to come. We had one earlier, and again, some great bundles still to choose from. So that'll come up later around 8:45. But right now, Tuesday trivia, pretty challenging question we asked about a half hour ago. And we're going to give it another go at 723-2555. And that is, what do 5% of us have in common? Now, there may be many things, but what are we looking for at 723-2555? Not one, but two Chick-fil-A gift cards online. Got to be used by the end of the year. Your choice of a Chick-fil-A sandwich, a grilled chicken, or a spicy chicken. Boy, I'd get the spicy. And then also, how about a free digital download for the best Christmas pageant ever? So all of that is yours if you give me the answer. What do 5% of us have in common? 723-2555. Nobody calling right now. No brave soul. But I can tell you that we had some different people guessing. Eye color and baldness and blood type and all sorts of things earlier. So I don't know. What could be left? What is it? Doesn't necessarily... Well, usually our hints wait until 7:45 on Wednesday, truly. So with Caleb gone, I'm not going to weaken. No matter how kind you are to me. Hi, to the phones we go. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. This is Doug from Sandy Creek.
Hey, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yes, how about you guys?
We're doing well. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. All right, what's your guess?
Yeah, same to you, sir. You bet. My guess is red hair.
Red hair. You know, I think that was guessed earlier. I mean, it's kind of even somebody did a combination, but we'll just see. Let's check. Is red hair... That is not what we're looking for. So, thank you, Doug. And I am going to invite more calls at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hi, Sherry.
I'm going to guess you share a same birthday with another sibling, but born in a different year.
Say that again.
You share a same birthday with a sibling, but you're born in a different year.
I have to just tell you before, because the one that amazes me the most with that is three generations. My former brother-in-law shares a birthday with his dad, and then his son was born on that day.
I have two brothers born on the same day, and they're 11 years apart.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Could that be for 5% of us, though? Sorry, Sherry, that's not it. All right, hi, 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona again.
All right, what do you think?
Is it Hitchhiker's Thumb?
Hitchhiker's hitchhiking, like the whole idea that we've hitchhiked before?
Hitchhiker's Thumb.
Hitchhiker's Thumb, which is, what does that mean?
It's like your thumb bends back than it should.
Huh, okay. Hitchhiker's Thumb, could that be it? That's not it, sorry, man. All right, sorry, Desmond. All right, so 723-2555, what do 5% of us have in common for not one but two Chick-fil-A gift cards that need to be used by the end of the year? And your choice of any three wonderful chicken sandwiches, and then the free digital download for the best Christmas pageant ever. Can we keep the music going, please? Thank you. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cindy Apple.
Cindy, where are you calling from?
Eau Claire.
All right, what do you think?
I think
left-handedness. That's a great guess, actually.
Yeah.
And when Caleb...
I am left-handed. My sister's left-handed. My brother's left-handed.
Yeah.
My dad was, but they changed.
My wife is. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton were, I believe.
That's right. It was a bunch of presidents.
And even
there.
Was George Herbert Walker Bush. He might have been a lefty. All right.
I think he was.
All of that to say that's not it. So sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
All that buildup here on WWIB. So... hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Scotty. Calls from Rice Lake.
Scotty in Rice Lake. All right, what do you think?
One person has two different colored eyes.
One person has two different colored eyes. Maybe a green and a brown or something like that. Yeah. That's a great guess, but unfortunately, Scotty, that's not it. So, thanks. All right, three more here. How about doing the Tuesday trivia without Caleb? And, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
John from New Auburn.
All right. I'm sorry, John, is it?
Yes, John from New Auburn.
All right, John, what do you think?
Last names.
By the way, you have a deep voice. Did you ever do radio?
No, I did not.
Yeah, boy, okay. Last name. So the last name kind of in common.
Correct.
All right. That's not it either. So. All right. All right, I'm willing to take two more guesses here. But they're not available to me right now, so we'll try to stretch this for just a moment. But what do 5% of us have in common? You guys have been guessing for two Chick-fil-A gift cards. and a free digital download for the best Christmas pageant ever. Going once, going twice, and the segment is over. Okay. All right, it's third and final chance at our Tuesday trivia here on WWIB for not one, but two Chick-fil-A gift cards for the chicken sandwich of your choice to be used between now and the end of the year. And also, how about a free digital download for the new highly celebrated, highly praised best Christmas pageant ever? Both of those, all of that is yours if you give us the right answer to today's question. Third go around for this. What do 5% of us have in common? You've been guessing some number of different things that have to do with our body makeup and type, left-handedness, etc. None of that's been the correct answer, what we're looking for. Anybody else wish to give it a go this morning? Before we play another couple of Christmas tunes, got Lauren Daigle and Chris Tomlin waiting in the wings here on WWIB. 723-2555. 723-2555 if you want to get in. One last time this morning here on WWIB. All right? All right. So looks like maybe somebody's going to give it a try. Let's go to the phones. And the usual starter question is, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sherry, I'm calling from Fairchild, Wisconsin.
All right, Sherry, what do you think?
I didn't hear any of the other answers. I'm going to guess eye color.
Eye color. Yeah, people have guessed maybe like green, or they've talked about one eye, you know, two different eyes, two different colors, but that is not what we're looking for. Thanks, Sherry. 723-2555, what is it that 5% of us have in common? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Layla Lunita from Hawkins, and we're guessing identical twins.
Identical twins. Yeah, I don't think that's been guessed yet. All right. Could that be it? Identical twins, 5% of us. No, sorry, that's not it. All right.
Okay.
All right, thank you. 723-2555. Some of the people busy at work and school by this point of the day, so maybe a little harder to draw the guessers in. But what do 5% of us have in common for not one, but two Chick-fil-A gift cards to be used by the end of the year and a free digital download for the best Christmas pageant ever? 723-2555, 723-2555. All right, we're going to pack it in. I'm going to going once, going twice. Oh, close to packing it in. I was just about to take my bat and ball and go home. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dennis from Prairie Farm.
All right, Dennis, what do you think?
Dentures.
Dentures. Oh, that's a good one. Could 5% of us have dentures? Yeah, you know, what if we said 5% of seniors, huh? All right, let's see. That's not it, Dennis. Thanks. Good try, though. Here on WWIB.